Shalom, everybody. In Parashas Vayigash, after Yaakov was told that Yosef was alive and successful in Egypt, Yaakov began heading to Egypt, and the Torah tells us that before Yaakov left Eretz Canaan, Hashem appeared to him in a dream, in a vision, and Hashem told Yaakov not to be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim, because, Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Dalet, Anochi Eredimcha Mitzrayima, I, says Hashem, I will go down with you to Egypt, and V'Anochi A'alcha Gamalo, and I will surely bring you up from Egypt as well. What promise is Hashem making to Yaakov? And why does the Pasuk speak of leaving Egypt using a double language? Anochi A'alcha, I'll take you up out of Egypt, and Gamalo, and I'll also take you out. Why the double language? The Beis Halevi, Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1892, discusses this double language in the Beis Halevi on Parshas Vayigash, and he offers two beautiful explanations. First, the Beis Halevi says that Yaakov knew that Bnei Yisrael's challenging times in Egypt were only getting started. The Gullus was just getting started with Yaakov's descent to Mitzrayim. And even though Yaakov knew that this Gullus was necessary, he was still very afraid that his children, that Bnei Yisrael, would not be able to survive physically and spiritually in Egypt for 400 years. So Hashem made two promises to Yaakov. First of all, in general, Anochi A'alcha, I will take you up out of Egypt. Don't worry, this Gullus will not last forever. It will end, and I will take Bnei Yisrael out. However, Hashem also promised that if Bnei Yisrael are unable to survive the Gullus, physically or spiritually, then Gam Alo, don't worry, I will take them out earlier than the prescribed time, says Hashem. And that's an incredibly comforting message that you and I need to internalize in our Gullus today. That is the first explanation of the Beis Halevi. And his second explanation is also beautiful. He says as follows, Hashem is of course perfect, and obviously nothing that we do in this world can change anything about God. But what we can change is the way God is perceived in the world. We can change His name, what you and I might call a reputation. We can act in a way that will reflect and highlight God's greatness, God's kindness, and that's a Kiddush Hashem. It's a sanctification of God's name, the way He's perceived in the world, or God forbid the opposite. Acting in a way that would lower God's name, so to speak, lower His reputation, as it were, the way He is perceived in the world, and that is, chas v'shalom, a chilul Hashem, a desecration or a lowering of God's name. And this idea, says the Beis Halevi, is the greatest blessing, it's the greatest promise that Hashem can give to Bnei Yisrael. Sheyihye nikra shemo al Yisrael. Hashem's name is attached, so to speak, to Bnei Yisrael. His name, His reputation, so to speak, how He's perceived in the world, it's all associated and connected with Bnei Yisrael. And this is true in both directions. Hashem's name is never associated with a miraculous event unless that event is needed to save Bnei Yisrael. And when that does happen, when Bnei Yisrael is saved, Hashem's name is perceived to be greater and greater in the world. Hashem is made more well known in the world, so to speak, through that event and through that salvation. And the opposite is also true. Whenever Bnei Yisrael are at a low point in history, God forbid, when we are downtrodden, God forbid, whenever we're oppressed, God forbid, then Hashem's name and Hashem's glory is less well known. It's hidden. It's an incredible blessing that what happens to us is connected to Hashem's name, so to speak. It's connected to the way Hashem is perceived in the world. The Beis Halevi quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi in Tainis, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, which says that Hashem associated His great name with Bnei Yisrael just as a king would if that king had the small key of a jewelry box. The king was afraid that this small key would be lost, so the king attached the king to a nice, beautiful chain, and that way the key would not get lost. And that is how the Beis Halevi explains the double language of Hashem's promise. Anochi A'alcha, I will take you up out of Egypt. And how can you be so sure that your children won't get lost, God forbid, in 400 years of painful physical and spiritual gullus? How can you be so sure? Says Hashem, Gamalo, because I will also come out of Egypt with you, so to speak. I will attach my name to you, B'nai Israel. And that way, you can all be sure that even in the darkest times, and even in the darkest places, no matter where B'nai Israel is, in Egypt and today, we will never, God forbid, be lost. Have an amazing day, everyone!